Good morning, everyone. Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone has any cell phones or other audible devices, if you would silence them now, it's not to disrupt the meeting, we would appreciate it. If you'd join and stand with me and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next up is item number three. This is discussion and possible action approval of the agenda for December the 17th, 2019. Mr. Osborne, do you have any changes to make to today's agenda?
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there a public comment regarding today's agenda? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve today's agenda.
I'll second your motion. Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Move along now to item number four. This is today's consent agenda. Is there a public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I make a motion to approve today's agenda.
The consent agenda, yes.
The consent agenda.
I'll second your motion. Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Move along now to item number five. Discussion only. We'll take no action. Public comment. These are committee and staff reports, and I'll start on the right side of the room with the sheriff, Sheriff Antonoro.
Good morning. Just a few things. We last weekend had sheriff's office and the We Care group did our annual Santa things at Lockwood and in Mark Twain. They both went over very well, well attended. We were just given some Christmas trees yesterday by the 601 Vigilance Committee that were used at the Christmas program they did at Piper. So anybody last minute Christmas people need a tree, come down to the jail. We've got four trees down there free for the taking. And then last thing, just it's that time of year where the commission is invited to come down and do their annual jail inspection. So I want to extend that invitation if someone wants to come and do that. But just so you know, PULPAG will be coming in January doing an audit of the jail and the procedures and things like that. So if you want to wait until then and sit in on the PULPAG audit, that's supposed to be a two-day event. So bring a lunch, but you're welcome to come to that if you'd like, and I can get you the date and the specifics once that's set.
Very good.
Any questions?
Thanks, Sheriff. Have you done the inspection before?
I have not.
Okay.
I'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
If you don't do the PULPAG, if you just go, usually ask Tony to do it. It's about an hour.
Yeah. I've done a small tour, but
okay.
I'll do that.
All right, over to Public Works, Operations, Mike Northen.
Thank you, Commissioners. Mike Northen, Operations Projects Coordinator. Just a quick update, the Divide project, the Divide building project is on track to receive bids Thursday, 1,400 hours. We'll be doing so either in Austin's office or the Slammer. We still have six general contractors and several subcontractors holding plans, and we're on track to receive bids, as I said, and they'll be opened and read publicly, allowed at the bid opening, and we're going to dismiss them, and then there'll be some internal deliberations about the lowest apparent low versus the most responsive bidder and that sort of thing. So I'll keep you all posted as we go forward. That's all I have today, sir.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. All right. Director of IT, James Dean.
Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you.
Thanks, James. Representative from RSVP, Luis Pena. Make sure not to skip you over today, Luis.
Still not a problem. Yes, I represent RSVP in Lockwood, the River District, and I'd like to first thank the County Commissioners for all that you do to support RSVP. It is exciting. I'm excited. I'd also like to thank everybody in the county, Austin, and Stacy and Beth for the new programs. And I know that there's been a lot of disgruntled homeowners in Lockwood over the changes that are being made, but I'm telling you, as RSVP, just RSVP, I see a future. It's really awesome to have Beth down there. How she can stay so positive, it amazes me and it thrills me. And the help she is giving me to help our seniors, and I don't have a clue how many seniors she's already connected with, but I do know that when I give her a name that maybe she could come see if she could help, she's contacted them. And to me, this is, Lockwood has a lot of seniors that need a lot of help, not just in transportation, not just in the respite care, although we're working on respite care and homemaking as a part of RSVP out there. The fact that she's at the center longer is getting out. People are knowing to come in and show up and help her, help us all. And it's exciting. It's unbelievable. There's ones that do not want change. And it's like, she has patience. I don't. I want change now. And Beth, she kind of controls me. So I just want to make sure you think, because RSVP has lots of plans for Lockwood, and we want to make sure we work together with Beth and Stacy, and I thank you for all that you do for RSVP.
Thank you, Louise. Very kind. All right, representing the community chest and library, Eric Sean.
Good morning, everybody. For the record, Eric Schoen with Community Chest and the Story County Library. Just a few updates for you for the holiday season. We have our angel trees pulled now. They were out earlier this season, but over 100 different angels were on those trees. I'm not sure what the final count is. I'll have that for you in January, but I think we're approaching 120, 125 gifts. We're also helping Hillside Elementary. They put up an angel tree, and hopefully next year we'll be working with Beth to have an angel tree at the senior center. So I think she put up her own angel tree, and you might speak to that. I don't know if you will or not. But the word's getting out. That program's available. Also, if people have a need for holiday food boxes, we do have holiday food boxes available. I know each community kind of has its own food pantry, but we do have turkeys and hams and the fixings. So if people need something, they find their pantries empty, please reach out. We'll make sure they have something. Our distribution day will be this Saturday. Is that the 21st, I believe? From 11 to 1 at our old building on Toll Road over there. So that's the holiday update for you. In terms of, I think a couple of months ago I told you we were having some connectivity issues with our technology for the telehealth at our hub. We did find a way to increase the bandwidth by purchasing another subscription. And that seems to be having the desired effect. I just talked with a patient yesterday who utilized it and had nothing but rave report about how professional it was, how easy it was, how accessible it was. So if people have been holding off for a bit because they had a bad experience before, I would encourage them to give it another go. And then in January, what I would like to do, or maybe February, is present for you an annual report of everything that we did in 2018, so you have an idea of just sort of the scope and the breadth of what we've been doing. Any questions?
I'm just curious about the telehealth option. Do you see any need for an actual doctor up here?
So,
or does the telehealth seem to address all the issues?
Well, so telehealth, they are seeing a doctor, right? It's mm-hmm. by remote.
Yep.
It's a complicated question because I think it would be fantastic to have a doctor up here. Recruiting a doctor when there's already a shortage of doctors, that now you're factoring in the workforce shortage. So it's difficult to sometimes recruit what you'd like to have, and so you try to patch together the best thing that you can. So in this case, what we have is an APN, Leslie Thompson, who's in on Wednesdays, I believe. And then the second day on Mondays is the telehealth days.
Okay.
Does that sort of answer your question a little bit?
Okay. I just happened to run into a doctor last week who was contemplating coming up here.
Oh.
That's the only reason I'm asking.
Okay. Well, so a few years ago, I think we had a primary health care doctor. She lasted for a little while. Yeah.
Quinn Pauly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you feel you had adequate participation with your Angel Tree, or did you need more people to participate with your Angel Tree program?
So, you know, what I love about the Angel Tree program, it reminds you of everything that's right about Christmas. So we always have some point where we feel really overwhelmed, like there's no way we'll be able to get all these gifts for all these angels. Who's going to help us? And people come out of the woodwork. We have the Comstock ladies, I think it's at 106 or 109, they adopted 10 angels. They do that every year for us. We have other angels, meaning humans, in the community who we can call them up in a pinch and say, hey, we have 5 more angels that need gifts. Can you please go buy the gifts? And they love to do that. And you just see this outpouring of generosity and really Christmas spirit. And by the somehow at the end of the year, at the end of the season, every angel has been bought for and every gift has been given. So it's a pretty special thing to be a part of.
Very good.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, Eric.
Yep, thank you.
Okay. All things water. Mike Devin. Fresh water, not so fresh water.
Well, I'll talk about the not so fresh of this Chairman McBride. For the record, Mike Nevin on Comstock. Update on the Gold Hill Wastewater Project. We did publish the notice as was required per NRS on the 6th of December, and we had a 7-day window where we could accept additional proposals received. We did receive one additional, so we have 3 to consider. The 7-day window expired on this last Friday, the 13th. Tomorrow, we're meeting with the engineer to go over all the proposals and hopefully recommend a successful vendor for the purchase of the equipment for the Gold Hill system at your meeting on January 7th, 2020. The proposals range in price from $214,000 all the way up to $282,000. So there's a scoring process that we'll go through to make sure that everything is within the spec that was provided to the individuals in order for them to prepare their packets. So stay tuned, and that's all I have for you today. Thank you.
Questions for Mike? Okay, thanks, Mike. Okay. All right. County Fire Marshal, Martin Azevedo.
Morning. For the record, Martin Azevedo, Fire Marshal. Just a couple quick things. The Delta Saloon looks like construction will start up again. And to get that thing up and running and fixed, and so we're pretty excited about that. I can't tell you when the bracing's going to come down yet. They have to tie in the roof with the walls. Once that's done, we should be able to remove that bracing and get that done. We had an incident at Aqua Metals down at the Tri-Park. We had a fire there day after Thanksgiving, and they sustained severe damage to their facility, and we're still working on that and figuring out what happened. And that's all I have.
Any questions for Martin? Thanks, Martin. Okay, Lockwood Senior Centers. Beth Kim?
First off, I just wanted to thank Luis for all of her kind words and just being welcoming. updates, working with Willie Knox on the Angel Tree. So we had 31 children for her Angel Tree, and then 15 coats for just different seniors and different Lockwood residents. We also had the Santa Shop through Lisa Holman. Notes to Santa, also Lisa Holman. And then Charlotte did her Thanksgiving, and it was amazing. We had so many people that showed up. We also will be doing a Christmas little lunch, and it's starting at 11 o'clock, and that's being run by Luis. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing, just gathering people and meeting everyone. But, yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. All right. Stream County Senior Center, Stacy York. Thanks, Stacy. All right. Director of Tourism, Danny Dotson.
Good morning, Commissioners, and Merry Christmas, everybody. What you're holding there is a pamphlet that one of our campaigns that we started at the airport through the holiday season here. We did it once on Thanksgiving, but we'll have docents down at the airport starting next week and then to New Year's, greeting passengers as they come into town. On the front, you'll see a call to action there. It says just show your boarding pass for what the folks can get a free trolley ride or a mine tour. So just a little something that we are adding to our marketing plans for this year. But with that, it is obviously the holiday season, and I think here in Virginia City kicked off a pretty good start to Christmas on the Comstock. I couldn't be more proud of the way the merchants decorated stores, got dressed up, the amount of community support between all the craft fairs, the sleigh ride to Santa, the sold out train rides, sold out Christmas carol play, the concerts. And then the shopping element that we've instituted to bring it all together seemed to work out pretty well for our first year. So there are a little bit of things that we'll want to adjust for next year, but I think it was a wonderful, wonderful start to the Christmas season. Again, just showing our hometown spirit. But with that, we are working on next year. We'll have a calendar of events ready for the January 1st meeting. So for 2020, that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Eddie. All right, County Fire Chief, Jeff Nevin.
Good morning. For the record, Jeff Nevin, Fire Chief. A few quick items. This morning, along with the Volunteer Fire Department, the Fire District presented gifts to the kids at Hillside Elementary School, part of a annual tradition that's changed over the years, but this is the current ideation of Santa's visit. Santa wasn't able to make it to Hillside today, but he will be at Hugh Gallagher Elementary tomorrow morning about 9 o'clock to pass out those gifts and along with some cookies and hot chocolate. So just to let people know that. A couple of safety items. If you haven't gotten your chimney swept, I would recommend doing that. The prevalence of chimney fires is now, and if people aren't taking care of that, it could be catastrophic for them. Also, if you have propane heat, to check those regulators, make sure they're free of any debris. When the snow falls, make sure they're uncovered, things like that. One thing I'm excited about, something new that we're starting out, the Fire District, along with Public Works, will be initiating a tree recycling program starting December 26th and running through January 10th. We'll have drop-off locations at each of the fire stations in the county, along with the Mark Twain Community Center and Public Works building up on the divide. So, again, that'll run December 26th through January 10th. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Mark Twain drop-off center will be on the weekends, December 28th and 29th and January 4th and 5th. So We'll have volunteers down there to collect those. And if there's people who aren't physically able to get their tree to the drop-off location, they can call the fire station here in town, and we'll get somebody out to pick that up for them. The trees will be chipped, and then the chips will be used in the parks around the county. So that's all I have, if you have any questions.
Great. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. The comptroller's office. Jennifer McCain.
Jennifer McCain, for the record, Assistant Comptroller. We just wanted to give you an update on the audit. The auditor says it should be in our hands beginning of next week, and our office will review it for any corrections, and we should have it to you guys by the first, after the first of the year.
Very good. Hey, Jennifer. Chief Deputy District Attorney, Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. Some time back, we had a lawsuit filed against the county by Mr. Hames challenging the whether or not to refund commercial building permit fees. We filed a motion to dismiss that and provided some additional information, and they have agreed to stipulate to dismiss that suit, so that's going to be going away.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Loomis. County Manager, Austin Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of things. We had a strategic plan workshop this morning with our team and Linda Ritter. There's going to be a regular town hall in Lockwood. This is really no agenda other than to listen to the community and some of the things of their concern. This is going to be on January 23 at 5:30. That's a Thursday. And it'll be immediately after the senior meeting that is being held by Beth and Stacy. And then the lands bill, there is progress on that. The Lands Act is engaged, and the BLM is now transferring over right-of-ways, certain right-of-ways over to the county. And there will be an 18-month process that will begin, hopefully, involving our residences and businesses sooner than later. That's all I have. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Austin. Yep. County Clerk, Vanessa Stevens. Okay, thank you, Vanessa. That concludes committee and staff reports. We'll move on now to item number 6. These are board comments. I'll start with my fellow commissioner.
Nothing today.
Nothing today, Jay? Okay. This last weekend in town, I'm glad that Denny didn't say anything, so I can bring up the Christmas on the Comstock Parade for Saturday evening. It was well attended by both participants and by visitors. It was a pretty crisp evening out, but of course we had Toby and Dory and Jim. We had hot chili on the sidewalks for those who were freezing out there. And anyway, it was very festive. It was a great turnout. The Grinch was in town along with Santa Claus, so it was a great event, very well attended. Also, last Friday evening, the county annual Christmas party was held at St. Mary's Art Center, the old hospital down there, and probably one of the best attended county Christmas parties I've been to. Erica Perry, the director down there, she and her staff did a great job of opening up the facility for the party, and people walked all throughout that building, and I know a lot of people I talked to had never been in the Art Center before, and it was a great experience for it, along with County Clerk Vanessa and Jim Chapman and Jennifer McCain. They went ahead and put together the food and drinks for the evening, so it was really nice. It couldn't have been a better party. So, it's always been nice to have it in the Opera House in the past, but now after having it at the Art Center, maybe in the future we could look at the Fourth Ward School, since it's nice moving around to our historical structures around Virginia City. So, thank you to everybody who participated, and thank you for everybody who attended. It was a terrific party. So now we're going to move on to item number 7. This is discussion and possible action. This is approval of resolution 19-563 honoring Sherry Nevin. Now, Sherry is already in Washington, but this is a kind of an oversight on my part for not getting this done before she left town. So we're going to do it now. Who would like to read the resolution?
Well, we have, Mr. Chairman, there is a resolution just as a backup. We kind of had a lot of the emotional moments and everything at the last meeting where Sherry was present and was able to be participative. There is a plaque here with a resolution. Where? Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Chairman, if you'd like to read the resolution, sure. I think that would be great.
All right.
Okay.
This is resolution number 19-563, a resolution honoring Sherry Nevin. Whereas Sherry Nevin has faithfully served Story County for 20 years from 2000 to 2019, and whereas Sherry Nevin is dedicated to her job and the citizens of Story County, and whereas Sherry Nevin has served with distinction, earning the respect of all she works with both locally and statewide, and whereas Sherry Nevin's professional skills in several capacities have served to make Story County a better place to live, work, and play. Therefore, it be known to all present that the Board of County Commissioners of Story County do hereby resolve and commend and honor Sherry Nevin for exemplary service to the people of Story County, Nevada, the 17th day of December 2019. Passed and adopted the 17th day of December 2019 by the following McBride, Gilman, and Carmona. So, anyway, Virginia, would you like to come up and accept this for Sherry?
Mr. Chairman, I believe Sherry is joining us on Skype. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She is? Okay.
Hello, Sherry.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for presenting this to me today. I'm sorry I couldn't be there, but I am here in spirit, so on the screen if you can see me.
You bet. So anyway, forgive me for being tardy with this, Sherry.
Mr. Chairman, would you like for the picture? Here's a plaque as well.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Would you like to read the plaque?
I can't see it.
Sorry. You're wrong. Okay, you're good.
This says, presented to Sherry Nevin, Story County Community Relations Coordinator, 2000-2019. Story County thanks you for your dedication and appreciates the difference you have made in our community. Signed by your 3 county commissioners.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Can we get a picture of Jay?
I'll give you the smaller one. Well, hey, Mike, how about you? Wanna... Yeah. We'll get Mike to hold this one.
Can we take the picture?
Yeah.
Afterwards, we're going to get a picture with Paul.
Here, hold.
That's great.
Modern technology. Yeah. Congratulations. Thank you. All right. There you go. Okay. You know, meetings should always be this much fun,
right? So, Mr. Chairman. You're going to make a motion to actually approve the resolution?
Good idea.
Motion.
Yeah, so I will. Right. Is there any public comment regarding this resolution? And hearing now, I'll ask Jay if you'll make a motion to approve this resolution.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve Resolution 19-563, honoring Sherry Nevin.
I'll second your motion. It's moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 8. This is discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of agreement tolling possible statutes of limitation with bankruptcy trustee Angelique Clark regarding the Cetus mortgage case.
Ms. Keith Loomis, the district attorney's office. Mr. Chairman, as I indicated in the last meeting, the Cetus case is coming back, and it's here. This is an agreement between the county and the bankruptcy trustee saying that we're going to toll any statute of limitation problem so that we can continue to discuss possible settlement of the issue. There's agreement by both the bankruptcy trustee's lawyer and our lawyer that there really isn't a statute of limitations on a violation of the automatic stay rule. So this is more being cautious. And so instead of having to file a suit right away, that gives them time to try to address the case and get it resolved short of litigation.
Okay. Do you have any questions regarding that?
I don't.
No? No. Is there any public comment regarding this item? No. So hearing none, we're going to get a motion to approve this.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the tolling agreement with Angelique Clark regarding the Cetus mortgage bankruptcy case.
We'll second your motion. Being moved and second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Moving up now is item number 9, discussion of possible action. Approval of bill number 114, the second reading of ordinance number 19-303. Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. As this is the second reading of this ordinance, and as I indicated last time, when we initially approved the ordinance updating the codes, there were two pages left out of the ordinance, and this corrects that oversight and puts them back in.
Very good. With that said, is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we're going to get a motion to approve.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the second reading of Bill number 114, Ordinance number 19-303.
I'll second your motion. Being moved in second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Move along now to item number 10. This is consideration and possible approval of amendment to interlocal agreement with NDOT for signal maintenance services.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is a another kind of a housekeeping measure, but it's for the benefit of NDOT in that in the way the interlocal agreement was originally set up, it did not provide for compensation to the county for repairs to signals and whatnot. This makes the changes the form of the agreement so that NDOT can make those payments to the county if it's needed.
Makes sense. Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the amendment to the interlocal agreement with NDOT for signal maintenance services.
And I'll second your motion. We move to second to approve. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Move along now to item number 11, discussion of possible action. Approval of resolution number 19-562. Requesting the assistance of the State of Nevada Attorney General in the prosecution of a criminal matter. Mr. Loomis.
Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is a resolution arising because of a conflict of interest within the District Attorney's Office in that there are some of the witnesses to the case are related to county employees. And so the discussion was had on this, and it's being requested that the Board of County Commissioners joined in the request to the AG's office to handle the case.
And this is a common practice that we've done in the past.
Yes, it is.
So, any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
Jay Carmona, move to approve resolution number 19-562.
I'll second your motion. Moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 12, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible approval of the certified local government agreement between Story County and the State Historic Preservation Officer, also known as SHPO. Mr. Loomis.
This is an agreement whereby this it's a revised agreement. The initial one, I believe, was adopted back in the 90s. What happens is that the federal government provides money to states to engage in historic preservation efforts. The state can send that money down to the counties or to towns and cities if those towns, cities, and counties are certified local governments, which means that we have to meet some requirements in order to do that. But this is part of the process of being certified as a local government eligible to receive historic preservation funds from the state.
Because I think it was established in 1969, and I think this, the updated one is probably 1986, so they must have hired a new staffer, and they found some inconsistencies in it they had to clarify. So.
It will require the adoption of an ordinance after this is approved to comply with the requirements, and we'll present that later.
Okay. Did you have something to add to that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are a unique entity amongst those in the nation because we have a Comstock Historic District that manages a lot of the elements of historic preservation and requirements in our area. We are in communication with the folks down there to address those matters as they apply to this. Thank you.
Great. Is there a public comment regarding this item? Hearing none. You got a motion to approve?
I, Jay Carmona, move to approve the agreement between SHPO and county regarding the certified local government program and authorize the chairman to sign.
I'll second your motion. Move to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along that, item number 13, discussion of possible action approval of the donation of 5 Panasonic Toughbook computers. Panasonic is to donate these computers to Story County Fire Department and the Story County Community Development for the purpose of field testing. I think this is brought forward by Martin Azevedo. So.
Good morning again, Martin Azevedo. Fire Marshal for the record. So I was taught to think out of the box working for the state for as long as I did. And one of the things that, I noticed with some of our tablets that we're using now within community development and the fire department, just they break easy. They're the Microsoft Surfaces and you drop them and they're done, even with a protective case on them. So I've used the Panasonic Toughbooks in the past when I was with the state of Nevada. They are great machines. You can drop them. You can run them over. They're waterproof. They're heatproof. They're just great, great machines. The military uses them. So I went to Panasonic and talked to them about their Toughbooks, and I spoke to the vice president of the company. It just happened to be the person that I ran across. And he said, we have a program. And I said, well, what kind of program do you have? And he said, the program is that we donate Toughbooks to fire departments and police departments and EMS for trial basis to test them. And I said, how long do you let them test them? He goes, we donate them forever. They're yours. You don't have to give them back. So this would not be a first-time thing that this has ever happened to any county, so it's done throughout the world. They do this to these local entities. And speaking from a fire investigation side, for example, when I'm doing a wildland investigation, I set my tablet down on a rock. It overheats very quickly with the sun. Toughbooks won't do that. One of the things we want to do is we're getting 5 Panasonic Toughbooks. If they're approved, 4 of them will go to the fire department and 1 will go to community development. And we plan on putting them in the fire equipment and letting them use them and test them with their programs. One of the things that is nice is if we get these and we get the program that we need for them, as one of the inspectors or myself is out doing an inspection, and a company puts in a new fire hydrant or standpipe or something like that, we just put that into the computer and it automatically uploads to the fire department. So when they see it on their tugboats and they're going to a call, they automatically know where the gates are. They automatically know where the hydrants are. They automatically know where the standpipes are. They're great tools, and I put some documentation down there for you regarding the tugboats. But they're donating them. They will be ours. There's no secret programming behind them. I've talked to James Dean, and he says there's not an issue with them. We can get them programmed. And that's pretty much it.
So, Department White, how many tablets are we utilizing right now between community development and the fire department?
I'm not sure about the fire department, but with community development, each inspector, I think we have four right now of the tablets. One has already been dropped, and the screen has broke, and that was on carpet. So they're very delicate machines. They're great machines, but they're delicate machines.
So going forward, you find that if the Panasonic Toughbook holds up as well as you've experienced in the past, that as we have failures on the other, we go ahead and simply replace those with the new technology?
Yes. That's what I'm hoping to do. What I'm hoping to do is get these things tested, run them through their paces, see how they work for us, and then possibly down the line get approximately 18 to 20 more. So we can have a Toughbook in every single engine, every single rescue. The battalion chief can have one. All the inspectors. And they're pricey machines. But again, Panasonic has a program when you want to purchase. They have, they give breaks to local governments and fire departments as part of their program. And they also have refurbished ones that are like brand new.
Okay. Very good. Go ahead.
Well, what is the cost of one of these machines without their discount?
The Toughbook that we're looking at that they're going to donate, they're the kind where the screen pops off, so it becomes a tablet.
Okay.
And then you've got the keyboard, and then you can put it back on. So if the firemen are out of their engines, they can just pull that off. They're about $4,000 a piece.
Compared to the Microsoft ones, which are...
That I would have to ask James Dean about. I can't remember how much those were, but they weren't that much.
The service is only about $800, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, if they last, I mean, it's definitely worth it.
Sure.
So good job on getting that secured, at least for the
fire. Those things are fantastic. Like I said, I've worked with them. The gentleman that I was talking to, he said, when you get them, he goes, take one and throw it down the street. You kidding? He goes, no.
We'll borrow his and throw it down.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I told him. I said, let's use yours first.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Go ahead, Austin. Right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Martin and Jeff, for this opportunity. I just want to let you know our IT team has also stepped up to the plate to go through them, make sure that they meet our requirements for confidentiality and security and all of that. So they'll do what they do as far as sniffing and all of that.
Great.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Go ahead. A motion to approve this donation.
In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Jay Carmona, motion to approve 5 Panasonic Toughbook computers to be tested by the Story County Fire Department and the Fire Marshal. The computer would be used for field operations, investigations, and inspections.
Second your motion. And moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now to item number 14, discussion of possible action. This is approval of the business license second readings, A through E. Is there any public comment regarding these second readings? Do you want to go ahead and read them off? Or?
Sure, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, read them all.
Community Development, I'm looking at Martin. We're still good. Recommends that we approve items A through E, all of the second reading business licenses.
Very good. With that, we get a motion to approve.
Yep. I, Jay Carmona, move to approve business licenses for the second reading, items A through E.
I'll second your motion. And moved to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving on now to item number 15. Public comment. Come on up, Louise.
Louise Pena, 334 Avenue de la Colleurs, Lockwood. As a resident, I want to make sure you separate that. Again, I personally and my husband would like to thank the county for all the improvements that are being made and their plans for improvements. I can't tell you personally how excited I am. When Beth gave her report that Char was in charge of this and I'm in charge of Christmas, that really isn't all that where it's at. We picked one person to kind of lead us, but here we have finally a group, and it isn't the same group. It's who's interested in it, but it's from both LCC and Rainbow Bend. And I've lived out there since 93, and I have never seen such a combination of people willing to work together as a community. We started off with all kinds of negative attitudes about getting a new senior center. We don't need it. People, this is changing, because as we do activities, they're thinking, yeah, this wall could be moved and we could have one big room, and then it's where's the kids coming. And these programs that Beth is, all we do is rely on Beth to help us and guide us, and it's a change group. It's Lisa Holman was in charge of the kids' craft because she's crafty. She loves kids. She raised 10. And other people just stepped in and helped. They're not a group. I mean, and this was Thanksgiving was, well, what group did this? Was it We Care? No, it isn't. We aren't. We're neighbors. And to me, this is what a senior center, community center is all about. I've waited a very long time, so I'm excited about the future plans that you have. There are things that I personally desperately think need to be changing. The senior lunch program, as good as it is, it can be better. The food pantry that we have up there with Donna Ray, as good as it is, it definitely can be better. Things need to be changed. Like I said, Beth helps me tremendously because I'm ready to do it now. You know, I have no patience. And she keeps it calm and keeps everybody. But more and more people are supporting the decisions this county is making for the growth in Lockwood. And I thank you as a resident of Lockwood.
Thank you, Louise. Okay. Additional public comment? Hearing none, we wish you everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we'll see you in 2020.